Well, good morning. This is my third sermon in this place. And the first two sermons that I preached were the foundation for everything else we will talk about that I ever say. If you were here the last 2 weeks, you've already heard everything I'm ever going to say. I'm just going to say it in different ways. Because the first week that I preached here, I talked about our connection with God, that we are touched by the Spirit of God, that as spiritual people, we connect with God. We are not just in this world to exist as human beings. That's what we do for a little while we live in this world for a few decades. But we are more than that. We are a creation of God that connects with our Creator spiritually. And we looked at the story of the woman who just touched the hem of Jesus' garment, and she was healed. Now, a lot of people that day bumped into Jesus. There was a big crowd. They were jostling around. A lot of people probably patted him on the back, shook hands with him, but nothing happened. There's a lot of people all around the world that go to church, and nothing really happens. They sort of bump into Jesus because they're just living human life going through rituals. And it's not about rituals. Now we pray, we sing, we go to church. Those are all good things, but they are a means to an end. It's not just a ritual that we perform. It is to connect with our Creator, with God. We are followers of Jesus. It's not just about rules that we keep. Now, of course, we are led by God to be good people, to have integrity, to have character. But it's not about rules. It's not about traditions. It is about connecting, using all of those things to connect with the Spirit of God. Now, how do we do that? That was the sermon last week. We do that through prayer. And part of prayer is Bible reading, because the Bible is God's word to us, God's conversation with us, teaching us about God's own story. And so as we pray, as we read the scriptures, as we worship together, as we sing together, those are the means that we connect with the Spirit. Through prayer and through scripture, through worship, we connect with the Spirit. We get past the physical life that we're living here. That's part of what we do, but we are more than that. As followers of Jesus, we connect with the Spirit of God, and we do that every day. There's a lot of people in the world that push Jesus to one place in their life on Sunday. For a few minutes on Sunday, we think about God. That's not following Jesus. That's just going to church. I suppose that's a start, but that's not the finish. That's not how we live life as followers of Jesus. We pray every day. We are involved in the scriptures, reading the scriptures every day. We connect with the Spirit every day. And as pastor, I want to help you do that. That's a big part of my calling, is to be a teacher. And so not only do I want to preach sermons on Sunday, we're going to start Bible study this week. On Tuesday at our flat at Yetchna, we're going to be studying the Bible together. I encourage you to come, be with us if you can. I also have a website. I've done this for a number of years now. When I was at the church in the U.S., some people enjoyed going to the website often, and I have a podcast on there. It's just about 3 minutes, maybe four. I try to keep it to three. It's usually four because I talk for a living, so I can't stop. But every day, or almost every day, there's a new podcast on there. It's just a short devotional that you can listen to on your phone, on your tablet, on your computer. I write articles sometimes and put them on there. Our sermons are on the esumcprague.org website. There's ways that you can be involved with Jesus every day. And as pastor, I want to help you do that. Okay? So it's not a matter of you just listening to me. It's that I have a calling to teach and to help you be involved with the Spirit every day. And so back on the back table, there are some cards that have the website on them. It look like this. Pick one of those up. Take some with you. Give them to someone that you would want to invite to church. Because, you know, sometimes people are afraid to come to church. They don't know what to expect. And maybe if they'll listen to what the pastor says and they'll see that it's just Bible teaching, it's okay. It's not so scary. They might be able to do that. They might be able to have the courage to come in here. So pick some of these up. They're on the back table. They just have the website on them. It's markahicks.com. And so pick some of those up. Because what we do as followers of Jesus is every day we connect with our Creator. And we do that through prayer and through reading of Scripture and through hearing God's word, whether it be through podcast or whether reading the Scripture or reading books that wonderful writers write about Christ. All of these things bring us into a journey, a continuous journey with God. That's the basis for everything we do as followers of Jesus. That's the first two sermons I preached, and that's what we do. And everything else we talk about will be how we live that out and encouraging how we live that out with each other. Now, today we come to an understanding of the type of person we're going to meet when we connect with that person, when we connect with our Creator, when we connect with Christ, who came as the human, as God came to be with us in human form, in Jesus Christ. He shows us a personality. He shows us a little bit about who God is. And the type of persona, the type of personality we'll connect with as spiritual people. And so what we see in Jesus in this very first miracle is that Jesus cares about even little things. See, sometimes we think that God is so distant and off at the edge of the universe, and how could he care about me? Jesus shows in his very first miracle that he cares even about little things. The people had gathered to celebrate a wedding. Now, weddings are a big deal in any culture. But at this particular time, they were a huge celebration of the entire community that went on for days. Everyone came to celebrate together. It was a huge event for the whole community. And they ran out of wine, which would be a terrible embarrassment to those that were the host. And Jesus' mother came to him and told him of the problem. And basically Jesus said, you know, this is not my business. This is not your business. This is not my time. Why do I need to get involved in this? And I find it very interesting that Jesus said this, because he shows us that there are priorities. Okay? Jesus, we can bring him anything. He's not here to be a genie in a bottle. Okay? He's not here to be a magician that just magically conjures up everything we want. There's priorities. There are some things that are more important than others. And this particular event was not something that Jesus was going to go rushing in and fix. Because in the scheme of things, in all eternity, it's not the biggest thing in the world. And Jesus recognizes that. And we need to recognize that while we can bring everything to Jesus, we can pray about anything we want, God, in God's wisdom, is going to set some priorities. And we may not get everything we want when we want it, because God has a bigger vision than us. God sees more than we do. But then something interesting happens. Jesus' mother does not argue with him. She doesn't try to talk him into it. She just walks away and tells the servants, do whatever he says. She knows he's going to help. She knows him. She doesn't have to argue with him. She doesn't have to talk him into it. She doesn't even discuss it with him. She knows him. Jesus is about 30 years old at this point. She's known him for 30 years. She knows the miracle of his birth. She knows that he is the very presence of God with us. Called Emmanuel, which means God with us. She knows that. She knows his personality. She knows his love. She knows Jesus will not be able to resist helping. She knows he's going to do something. So she doesn't argue with him. She leaves it up to him. But she says to the servants, do whatever he tells you, because she knows that Jesus loves to help, even in the little things. And so he does exactly that. He saves the host from embarrassment. He continues the gathering of people together at this event by changing water to wine. I think it's very interesting that Jesus' very first miracle was to save the party. Jesus cared about people gathering together. It was not his top priority. It wasn't the most important thing. But when it came to it, he was willing to help. God wants to be with us, not just bring us to heaven. Of course, that's important. But to be with us every day and to be with us in our life and help us in this life. And we won't get everything we want. We won't get everything we seek because we don't understand everything. Everything won't work out the way we want it to all the time because it's a fallen world and bad things happen in this world and there are struggles and there's pain at times. But God is going to be with us in all of that. And if Jesus would care enough to intervene at a party to help people continue to gather together, he's going to help us too. That we can trust that Jesus cares about even the little things of life. And even when things aren't working out the way we want, if we will stick with God, if we will trust him, God will get us there. And sometimes that's not the easiest thing to do. Sometimes that's hard to do because the circumstances look so bad. The Apostle Paul, who was one of the greatest evangelists that ever lived, the first missionary, wrote most of the New Testament. He was arrested many times. There was one particular time he was arrested, he was thrown into prison, and he started to sing. He started to sing hymns of praise to God. Because we are more than just our physical circumstances. Whatever happens to us in this life is part of what we experience, of course, but it's not the whole story. The Apostle Paul could be in prison, which is one of the worst possible circumstances in our physical life, and yet his spirit could soar with God. That's what we're seeking in our connection with God, is to get past the physical circumstances of this life. Sometimes they'll be good, and we can celebrate that. Sometimes they won't be. Sometimes there'll be a struggle. And we can stick with God and our spirit can continue to soar because God cares about us, everything about our life. And if we stay with God, God will get us where he knows we need to be, even if we can't see where that is going. About a year and a half ago, I was finishing up my latest schoolwork, and I had a sense that the page of life was turning. You know, that sometimes things change. And I knew the place where I was serving as a pastor, that job would be coming to an end. I knew that. And so I was looking for the next opportunity. I was looking for where God would lead. And there was a job that I was very interested in. And I applied for it. And I thought I was very qualified for it. And I did not get it. And I was so upset. I was so disappointed I didn't get that job. I was so disappointed because I really thought that was going to be it. And I was so upset that that wasn't it. And I thought, God, I was so sure. Why did I not get that? Why did I didn't even get an interview. They didn't even want to interview me. 2 months later, I received a phone call asking me if I would be interested in coming here. This is the place God wanted me to be. I'm so happy to be here. I just couldn't see that at the time. My vision wasn't far enough down the road. And so I suffered a bit in disappointment because I didn't know what God had. God cares about everything in our life, our work, our families, our homes, our jobs, our hobbies, everything we do, God cares about. He cares so much about us that he'll even step in to save a party. Because that's how much Jesus cares about us. We read in our call to worship, Psalm 36. And I want to read this again, but I want to read it this time out of the Message Bible. If you're familiar with the Message Bible, it's a very easy to read, very common, down-to-earth English translation. It's just very simple, direct kind of writing, which I enjoy. And so especially if you come across a scripture that you don't understand or something that seems to sort of be a struggle, I encourage you to look up the Message Bible. You can find it online. But hear what Psalm 36, how it's written in the Message Bible. God's love is meteoric. His loyalty, astronomic. His purpose, titanic. His verdicts, oceanic. Yet, in his largeness, nothing gets lost. Not a man, not a mouse slips through the cracks. How exquisite your love, O God. How eager we are to run under your wings, to eat our fill at the banquet you spread. As you fill our tankards with Eden spring water. I just love the way that's written. That life's not always going to be easy, but nothing slips through the cracks with God. Not a thing. Not a man, not a mouse. Nothing slips through the cracks. Imagine how just amazing it is that God could be so big, so vast, creator of all the universe, and yet he cares that these folks ran out of wine at their party. He creates all the stars of the heavens, and yet he cares about this one gathering of people for this wedding. God is so big and so vast, he is unimaginably powerful and wise, and yet so loving, he cares about all of us right here in this room, in this little space. That's the kind of God we serve. That's why we can connect to God in the Spirit. It's not because we figure it out. It's not because we work into it. It's not because we're so wise. It is because God will not let us slip through the cracks. He comes to us. He won't force us. That's why we have to pray to him. That's why we have to choose to read his word, because he's not going to force us. It's not slavery. He's not making us robots. We are people that he has created, and we're all unique, and he wants a unique relationship with each one of us. That is the following of Jesus. He's going to care about every single thing in our life. Will everything work out the way we want? No, because it's a fallen world. But if we stick with God, he'll get us to the place he knows that we need to be. That's what we do here. That's what we do as Christians, is we follow Jesus and we encourage each other in that journey of following Jesus in everything, the big things and the small things. We follow him.